This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Okay, LSU's administration is allowing offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss Jr., so gracious of them, and running backs coach Kevin Smith to continue coaching number 6, Ole Miss, in its college football playoff semifinal against number 10, Miami. Isn't it strange, though, that we have to read a headline like that? LSU will allow the person that is coaching Ole Miss to continue coaching them now that they're in the semifinals. Like there was any question that LSU could flat out say, no, either get over here or you're done. Micah, did I miss something? Ole Miss hasn't hired. They don't have a replacement yet, right? Is it still on the table that Charlie Weiss Jr. could be named the head coach? Is that a possibility? I might have missed it, or I might have forgotten it. I talk about a lot of things. That's who's going to be the head coach. That's right. Is there any chance that Ole Miss would change and say, never mind, we're going to hire Charlie Weiss because he's been such an amazing offensive coordinator?
No, they just go with Golding
because he's there, obviously, doing his thing. But he's been good. Isn't it funny, though, that we have to have that conversation? Like, we have to actually put that out into the world? LSU will allow your little coach to stay there, your offensive coordinator and your running backs coach. Wild, wild, wild. Did you? No, you didn't. I didn't watch this game either, but Snoop Dogg joined up with Peacock. Got his first broadcast last night with the Warriors-Clippers game on Peacock. That was his debut. And he's going to be, he was with Reggie Miller and Terry Gannon. It was on during the second half of the matchup. Is he going to be? It says Snoop Dogg officially joins the broadcast team. Is this going to be a regular thing? But it was a wild game, and one of these clips did go viral because Steve Kerr was getting tossed out of the game while Snoop was talking. Here's Snoop on the broadcast last night, courtesy of Peacock.
That momentum, she will swing your direction from time to time. Go to the rack, Draymond, all the way. Good pass. Ooh, he snapped the break. He Windex signed that. Get off the Windex sign.
Did that hit the backboard? Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Made a fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Inglewood right now. Inglewood, get him, Steve. You and Inglewood, Steve. The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at it.
I've got to see that replay. It looked like that it had touched the glass there by Peyton.
That's right, Steve.
Hard to tell.
I can't tell.
Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Windex shine. What are we? Okay, that was entertaining. Couldn't do it for an entire broadcast. Couldn't do it for an entire broadcast.
That's going to get old real quick.
Real quick. And listen, I love Reggie Miller. I don't always love that he couldn't pronounce Nikola Jokic's name. It drove me nuts because he would say Jokic, like a lot of people did. But that was my only knock on Reggie Miller. I am a fan of listening to Reggie Miller, and I don't want to make this anybody else's show. And Terry Gannon and Reggie are fine. But I will admit, that was funny, but it wouldn't work for an entire game. I didn't hear the whole thing. I would be interested to hear the whole thing. I just don't know that Snoop could interject in there while trying to be a serious broadcast with Reggie Miller, who gives good analysis, in my opinion anyway. A lot of people don't like Reggie Miller, but I like listening to him. I think Peacock's done a pretty good job of the games I've watched, although I didn't watch last night, which is a big regret. Yeah, Mike.
I think he would be for a specific group of people. I think
like a younger audience?
Group of people that Peacock wants to bring in are going to love
Snoop. Here's a question. Mike, would you tell me if you'd like this end, or somewhere in between? Would you rather have somebody on the broadcast that really goes deep into play design and personnel and, terminology, like really deep, like a Gruden type thing? Or would you rather go the complete opposite way and be funny? Like Snoop, kind of, where it's just, remember when they tried that with Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football? Or somewhere in between. Which one would you pick? Goofy, somewhere in between, or like extreme deep terminology stuff?
So I actually did enjoy that Monday Night Trio.
Did you?
When they had...
No.
I did, because I'm a big Dan Fouts fan.
Not his Diego Chargers career,
but I liked him as a broadcaster. I also learned new words every time Dennis Miller opened his mouth.
It's too smart for football audience, though. Like, yeah, that's too smart.
It was a weird experiment.
I didn't like it.
But I like a little bit of both. John Gruden is very good because he can be a little bit charismatic, but he can also get into those X's and O's. And I really want to learn the X's and O's.
I find myself kind of in the middle, probably.
Yeah, I think having your color guy be in the middle is good. But Snoop being over the top is going to bring in a certain group of people that love that, and I'm okay with that. It's just not the broadcast that I want to watch.
Our guy Rob texted in. The broadcast was fine. I watched the whole thing. I think Rob's a Golden State Warriors fan. Snoop was knowledgeable about the game and history. No, that's the thing. Snoop is, for those that haven't really followed much of his career the last 10, 15, 20 years, he's a sneaky, smart sports guy. He's a very smart businessman, but he's a sneaky, smart sports guy, too. He's a sports dude. Yeah, his son plays.
He's coached Little League football, and didn't his son go to USC?
That's what I was going to say. USC, thank you. You beat me to it. Okay, so I would like to listen to an entire game. But in that moment, that was funny. I was laughing. I'm not sure if I would get into all, like, if I would like it for an entire run. Faith texting in. Let's read some texts. Faith, it was so good, though. He wasn't that animated the entire broadcast, so it wasn't super annoying. Yeah, if he can pick his spots, then he could be pretty good. If he's not, like, interrupted, because I still want analysis from Reggie Miller. I still want to hear Reggie Miller's take. Go Pokes texting in middle. I want to learn while being entertained. Yeah, that's kind of me. I don't really need the nerds that are, like, getting into the playbook and really, really deep. And, yeah, I'm going to spend 15 minutes on that one play. Because, again, the viewers at home, we typically don't get to see. We see where the ball goes. So I don't need to go in so deep on every single play. But I also want it to be somewhat entertaining and fun. If something fun or wacky happens, don't be Al Michaels, who's just like, and Al Michaels is one of the greatest broadcasters to ever do it, but ever since he joined Thursday Night Football, a guy returns a punt for a touchdown, and he's just like, he's gone, he breaks it in, that's a touchdown!
And I'm doing my online baking, look how much money Amazon is paying me. Who's that UCLA grad who played in the NBA, and like his thing in basketball was to just talk about philosophy during an entire NBA game. I can't remember his name.
Oh, who passed away last year.
Yeah.
Bill Walton.
Loved him.
Yeah. I hated Bill Walton as a broadcaster.
Bill Walton, there we
and
go.
Then I loved Bill Walton as a broadcaster. So I don't know. The older I get, maybe the weirder I get.
Have you ever been in a volcano?
Yes. I'm watching CU play Arizona years ago, and it was like, do you realize that in Yellowstone, not that far from Boulder, we are sitting on a volcano that could erupt at any moment. It's exciting and terrifying all at the same time. Here goes a monster jam.
Like, yeah. That, to me, is a little over the top. Like, it's going to be fun for a little bit, but after a while, I want to learn, is this actually a foul? Like, I want to hear what the experts have to say so I can agree with them or disagree with
them. Conference of Champions, Mike. It's the Conference of Champions, Pac-12.
The former Pac-12.
Yeah, this but it was the Conference of Champions.
Conference of Losers.
No! Shut your mouth. They're going to... No! No! Stop it!
Losers.
That's the spray. Also, the Warriors got screwed, and that was goaltending, and they lost by one, just saying. I haven't watched that. Rob! I was too busy not watching the Nuggets game and watching, you know, a second-tier football championship that I normally say I don't care about. But I did care about this, and if the Bears were in it, I'd be all over it. But I watched almost all that game. Weld County Swami says, Romo has fallen from the too smart to the trying to be so funny, and he's lost it. I'm going to say something right now. You guys give Chris Collinsworth way too much crap. He's not that bad. I think he's great.
He jinxed Osweiler, and I'll never forgive him for it.
What did he say?
Oh, he said, Brock Osweiler is a good quarterback, and then there was a pick six or something against the Patriots.
It's weird, that you remember that.
5 seconds.
It's weird that your brain goes there. I don't like that guy because of that play. It's weird that your brain goes there.
Well, it just really pissed me off that was happening.
Which is weird.
And it was also a really bad season for the Broncos.
I like Bill Walton, though. I'm sorry. I liked him toward the end. I the older I get, maybe the stranger I get. Maybe I would have liked Dennis Miller now if they tried that again. Maybe. But I didn't like it at the time. Wasn't that Kornheiser, too? Wasn't it Miller, Kornheiser, and Dan Fouts?
No, it was Fouts. Oh, God, I can't remember.
Was it Kornheiser?
It was Al Michaels. It was Fouts, and it was Miller.
Was Kornheiser never on Monday night? Am I dreaming that? Did I have a weird dream about that?
Because then the year after they added Bengals guy, the lefty.
Boomer?
Siason.
Which I don't like. I didn't mind him either.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. But people hate him.
I didn't mind him. Didn't have a lot of issues with him.
Yeah, they should. I think Gruden
You know who used to drive me crazy, and I don't think he's Richard Gannon, former Raiders quarterback? Because he would do everything in a downward inflection. He'd be like, and he tosses it out to the left corner, and he's going to get the first down. And he would do that for a long time. I think he finally fixed that, but that would drive me nuts.
The thing that bugged me was whenever he did Raiders games, he would say, we.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they finally fixed that with him, but he would do a couple Raiders games, and he kept saying, we.
Yeah.
I like him as a broadcaster. Very, obviously,
dude,
very knowledgeable.
Brock Osweiler was on color last night for the FCS championship. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, Brock's great.
He's phenomenal.
You know who else is great? Why am I not remembering names today, Brady?
I'm having a hard time with it.
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn's very good. Very good. I'm dreaming that Kornheiser was somehow on Monday Night Football. I don't know why that's in my brain, Mike. Google it for me, please.
RG3 is another guy that I really enjoy.
Not bad.
Play is color.
Not bad. Well, Kenny Swami, Phil Simms sucked. Big Hub says Vern Lundquist. Yeah, Vern. Al Michaels was just so good. He was just so good. And then something happened there. Like, he went to Thursday Night Football, and it was just... Was it the money? Or just...
I think he's just...
Is it
the
broad?
I think he's just old.
Is it the production?
I think he sees the end coming, and he's like...
Kill me now!
My retirement's coming, and every time he's about to retire, Amazon gives
him more
money.
They throw another bag of millions at him.
He's like, well, okay. Might as well.
But he's kind of turned into like a character and a fixture of Thursday night. Like, it's almost why you tune in. The most exciting plays that you won't hear described that way. With Al Michaels coming up. 20 minutes after the hour. See, and I'm not this guy. Rob says, I watched all three games at the same time after watching undefeated number 10 Nebraska beat Ohio State. Here it is, man. Jack of all trades is master of none. That's why when I watch a game, if I'm watching three games, I'm not watching one. That's kind of how I found that saying to make sense of it. I can't do it. I can't tell the full story if I'm flipping back and forth or if I've got my eyeballs over here and then over there. It's too much for my tiny, tiny little brain to take in. And thank you, Tanner Schwent. Kornheiser did Monday Night Football for 2 years. Boom.
Good job, Tanner.
No, I told you that. You made me doubt myself. Of course
no,
I shouldn't.
I was saying good job, Tanner, for looking it up.
But I knew it, and you couldn't look it up. Tanner looked it up in 3 seconds, and you're still back there Googling. How do you spell Kornheiser? 21 minutes after the hour, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com, joining me next. We got coach updates for the Colorado State Rams, so we'll get into that. Jim Mora's staff is starting to round into form. Also a big one tonight for the Colorado State Rams basketball team as they get set to take on New Mexico tonight, I believe it's 7 o'clock. Brohard, whole show coming up next.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Big Tuesday night. Excited for Colorado State and New Mexico on the hardwood tonight. Joining us now, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, Brady.
How you doing?
I'm peachy.
Just peachy. Not like super peachy, just kind of a regular peachy kind of day.
Yeah, just peachy.
All right, man. Before I get into basketball, I know what we can talk about. You know, I do my cheat sheet, Mike, because I got to be careful. I can't bring up a bunch of rumors and stuff because, you know, you're like, whatever. But I can go to CSURams.com, and if it's there, it's a fact, 100%. Jim Mora is rounding out this coaching staff, so we can talk about that a little bit, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've put out a bunch of information on that. Yeah, we'll slow play the transfers and things like that because I know fans get excited because guys will go ahead and announce that they're committed someplace, but it's like anything else. They've got to sign all the paperwork and things like that before anything's official. So
I can't
really talk a lot publicly about players that you might be excited about.
So I can't talk about like a certain player that plays a really important position that has some hot, nasty speed. I can't talk about that with you, right?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Can I say what his name rhymes with?
Yeah, I'm sure you're hoping that CSU is going to sign a bunch of hosses, right?
Yes. Thank you, Mike. Yes, Mike Brohard, ladies and gentlemen.
Play along.
Yes,
I mean I can play along.
I think our interviews from now on, Mike, should just be in code, and you won't get in trouble. I'll get what I want, and the listeners are absolutely confused.
We'll just talk about the Bonanza Show.
I think we should do that. Okay, what kind of stands out to you? Obviously, we talked a little bit about Tyson Summers staying on as defensive coordinator, Mike. It's been a while. But the offensive coordinator with Price Tracy coming over from UConn, very intrigued by him because he has a pretty interesting resume.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, and it's funny because I've had some people go, oh, he hired an offensive coordinator who's never been an offensive coordinator. That's fine. Everybody's got to start somewhere. But like one of the first things working on a lot of these bios and things like that. He had a connection with Georgia, right?
Yeah.
So I happen to know somebody who's at Georgia in a pretty high role, a guy named Mike Bobo. And so I texted Mike. I said, what can you tell me about Price? And he said, this was a kid that worked really hard, earned more and more responsibility each and every year. He's very confident. So Bobo speaks highly of him. I think highly of Bobo, so I think it's great in that capacity.
Yeah, and that's great, too. I mean, you and Mike Bobo obviously kept a good relationship then over the years, and you're able to reach out and get kind of the rundown on Mr. Tracy, so that's great.
Yeah, I will text with Mike every now and then, wish him happy holidays, we'll text about other stuff. He's an incredible individual. He's one of those people that you're really happy came into your life.
Yeah, I always enjoyed talking to Coach Bobo on the program, too. He obviously... Well, easy to talk to, opens up about the game of football, but was just a likable guy for sure. But your thoughts on Tyson Summers, too, Mike. We've talked about him, when he was in the interim role, and that was a tough spot to be in, no matter how you slice it. But I know you thought, in that time, too, you talked really highly of him. So I know this had to be kind of, I don't know if it was a pleasant surprise, but I know for you probably personally, this was a move you were into.
It was a pleasant surprise because I do think his defense will work, especially if he can keep people healthy. I mean, I wrote a story just about the absurd numbers of injuries that they went through. When you look at the defensive line and you're basically starting guys that started your season third on the depth chart, and they're playing the majority of the games as starters, that's tough. I mean, in some ways, I think that can help out in the future. You look at a kid like Jack Moran, who got thrust into a starting role, but he got better and better as the year went along, and he's going to be a redshirt sophomore next year, and he's going to be that much better for that experience. So will the defense. Tyson finally has a full year to kind of come in, work with the defensive staff, mold the kind of defense that he wants to go and go out. And he was here around for the transfer portal to go after players that he can go out and get and not just inherit some people. I think his defense is going to work. And I just think they need to be a little bit healthier this year.
Mike Brohar joining us, CSURams.com. And again, we can't go into like some of the details here, but based on a lot of the quarterback names that we're seeing floating around there, and some of Jim Mora's history, both in the NFL and college football, can we expect a lot of hot, nasty speed at the quarterback position, a running, a mobile quarterback as soon as next season, Mike?
I don't know what you consider hot, nasty speed.
I've never
heard that term used in that.
Fun.
I am also, so you can tell me how many stars a kid has, and I really don't care. I would like to wait until I get into spring ball and actually watch these guys perform. I always go back to this, and coaches will say it when they need to say it, when it works to their advantage, is that rankings don't matter. These star rankings don't matter. And if you look at 24/7 sports, and you look at the history of Colorado State's top 20 recruits of all time, there will be a name that I will tell you that you will not find, and his name is Trey McBride. He is not considered one of the top 20 recruits of all time at Colorado State, but where is he?
Yeah, I mean, he's
the top tight end in the NFL.
Sure.
He is an outstanding human being. He was really good when he got here. He was overlooked because he was in Fort Morgan. Who knows? But anyhow, that's what I go to. Is you look at those top 20, and you wouldn't look at them, go any of them would be considered in your top 10 players of all time at Colorado State.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Even in the recruiting period. I mean, you can't go back to Joey Porter because Joey Porter was not during the – he never got a recruiting ranking, right? Those things were all done the old-fashioned way. To me, I think this is – whoever came up with the idea of ranking high school players and recruiting them, and if you actually pay attention to how it all works, it's a heck of a formula because there's a bunch of people that got rich doing this. And they've made names for themselves. But – and a lot of times when you're looking at the top of the list, yeah, a lot of these players have panned out. But there's also been a ton of players that – nobody ever saw coming that are all of a sudden you're watching play on Sundays. and they were really good at other schools.
Yeah, great point. Mike Brohard joining us, CSURams.com. Well, in hot, nasty speed, it just depends on the position we're talking about. You know, obviously a cornerback or a wide receiver's hot, nasty speed is going to be different than a quarterback's hot, nasty speed, Mike. But for a quarterback,
What's hot, nasty speed for a nose tackle? That's what I want to know.
I've never used it for a nose tackle before, but I would be willing to open up that door at some point.
So if you thought a nose tackle had hot, nasty speed, that would really have to jump off the charts for you.
Yes, yeah. Like if we see, like maybe he's chasing a guy down and he catches up with like a tight end or something, and you're like, whoa, yeah, that would be hot, nasty speed.
Okay, you let me know when you find a nose tackle that's got hot, nasty speed.
I've never found one yet, but I'll be paying attention.
You know, Brady, don't give up. You keep looking.
I'm going to start doing a meter now, Mike. And when we get into football season, we're going to have the hot, nasty speed meter. And we'll talk about who actually hit that in a particular game.
Will that be a graphic that you do for your show every week?
I don't know. I got to ask my producer, Michael.
Players with hot, nasty speed.
Yeah. Michael, are you in on that idea? Can you turn
your
computer on? Okay, I don't even know if his computer's on. But yes, we'll get into the graphics side of it. Mike, tonight's a big one. I'm looking forward to this game. CSU New Mexico thought it was an important win to bounce back and beat up on Grand Canyon. Well, 70-60, but it was just nice to see it. They were dogs in that game. How are we feeling about this Rams-Lobos game tonight?
I feel spectacular about it.
Like guaranteed victory from Mike Brohard?
I don't guarantee anything. There's no guarantees in life. Death, taxes, yeah.
And Brady's hot, nasty speed meter.
And Brady's hot, nasty speed meter, which I think is a great third addition to that list.
Uh-huh.
I'm very excited about that.
Oh, I am too. Yeah. You got me pumped about it.
Anyhow, no, you're talking about a team that's played for a good period now without one of their true posts that they've counted on. Obviously, they thought Bimba would be the starter. He looked good early, gets injured. Kyle Jorgensen's playing great. He gets injured. So you're playing with an altered lineup to what you thought, and you've got to learn to work with that, right? And teams are going to defend you differently. So CSU's great at shooting the three. Well, if you don't have to worry about the post, that helps out your perimeter defense. So Colorado State's having to figure out other ways to get things done. I do think the win on the road at Grand Canyon – was great for them. Then you turn around, you come back, and you play a New Mexico team that's always kind of salty. And they're good in terms of scoring defense overall so far this season. Colorado State scored it really well. So it'll be a nice matchup. It'll be fun to watch how they do it, because if you look at it, New Mexico's field goal percentage is really good. Their field goal percentage defense, is really good. So, and that matches up with what Colorado State's done really well this year. So it should be a really interesting matchup.
Yeah, and you know, looking at what Kerry Booth did last time out, too, it's been fun to just watch him look more comfortable with this team. So I'm kind of got him on the highlight tonight. I think he's going to go. I have a feeling he's going to really go off tonight. I don't know what that looks like, but it's going to be more than 19 points, Mike.
Will he do it with hot, nasty speed, though?
Sometimes when he gets a steal and then he is just – he's like a gazelle in that way, but gazelles are freaking fast. So yeah. I would look out for some hot, nasty speed. At least he's on the watch list tonight.
Okay, that's good. I can live with that.
All right, man. Mike, always appreciate it.
I like that a lot.
we're going to get this going. We will get this going. This will be a blast. Always.
We're gonna have are we just going to call it like an H&S meter?
We could, but maybe that'd be too much for the Hooligans to figure out. I don't know. That might be tough.
From 1 to 100, or is it 1 to 10?
Let's go 1 to 10.
Okay,
1 to 10. Ten is like, I mean, Mike, who's the fastest CSU Rams football player that's ever existed?
Ever existed?
Yeah, that's ever existed. Wow, I'm putting you on the spot.
Man, that's a really good question.
Or just recently, who comes to mind? Like hot, nasty speed.
Do you know who was really fast and nobody ever really kind of knew it was Jed Vincent?
Yeah?
Yeah, he was. Dagan Myers, very fast.
Okay, so he would be like a 10, probably, right?
I'm going to go 8.5, 9, yeah.
Okay.
Probably. He was a really good 100 kid in high school. Trying to think.
Torrey Horton was pretty fast.
Torrey Horton was pretty quick, but I wouldn't put him.
Not up there?
Maybe 9.
Nine, okay.
Maybe 9.
Okay.
Torrey Horton on 9 speed.
Okay.
I'm thinking, I mean, yeah.
Well, and we'll have to classify, like, because obviously a quarterback's 10 is going to be different than a wide receiver's 10. So, well, it'll be mathematical. You and I, beers. You and I have to enjoy beers because I don't know if Rams fans are going to enjoy beers anytime soon, if you know what I mean.
They always do it responsibly.
Yes, absolutely. Mike, appreciate it, my man. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Kerry Booth going off tonight, and there will be a hot, nasty speed moment from him tonight in this game.
I heard 37 points, and hey, to everybody out there, have a happy and healthy 2026, and may you score at least an 8 on the hot nasty speed meter.
You just not in the vehicle, because then you'll get a ticket, and
not
I don't want you
vehicle,
to get a ticket, Mike.
You can get ticketed by the Greeley's finest.
All right, Brohard, appreciate you, man.
Take care.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com, 1240 the time. Mike, hot nasty speed. This is why I like Lamar Jackson so much. Hot nasty speed can also be quickness and agility and all that stuff. If you can explode and get away from a person, that's hot nasty speed. You, unfortunately, my friend, I have not. Well, I've seen some hot nasty speed from you before.
Well, no, I would take umbrage with what you just said about maneuverability being like hot nasty speed. That's more like
Mm-mm.
nifty speed.
Mm-mm.
You make some nifty moves,
no,
so
Mike,
hot, nifty speed.
Make up your own thing, and then you can give me the rules. This is
hot,
my thing.
Speed.
I'll give you the rules of what hot, nasty speed is.
Hot, nifty speed for
hot, nasty speed. No, hot, nasty speed is speed. Getting away from people. That's
yeah,
what
getting
hot,
away from people,
yeah,
but if you make a quick move,
that's
nifty.
That's quick, and quickness is part of speed.
Quickness is niftiness.
You make your own thing and come up with your own dumb rules for it. This is my thing. So I will make up my own dumb rules for it.
Well, fine, then I'll just criticize your dumb rules.
No, you can't criticize. People are questioning on the text line whether you're even a person or not. So you can't. Who are you to judge any of the things I'm coming up with?
I will check that text line.
They're worried that you're not okay.
Confirm.
You're finally starting to wake up a little bit. It's 1241. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado. And you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
Eastside Chris, Micah is not AI generated. I have met the young man.
I not be AI generated.
I still feel like you were built, like when the station was created, the station just created you. I'm not 100% sure if you were born.
You know? I am 105 years old.
Yes. Thank you. Talking about broadcasters, I like Buck and Aikman. Oh, they're the best. Yeah, they're the best. I think they're absolutely the best. And I was so right on the Kornheiser thing. Never, Michael, remind me not to let you doubt me ever again. Please.
I doubt you.
Please, because I'm right. You're wrong about everything we discuss, it seems like, on this program. And then I take your, like, I say something, you go, oh, I don't know if that's right. And if I just go with my gut, I'm right. And then you ruin it. And I give into that. Just remind me to not do that again.
Faith, start taking a tally.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I thought this would pertain to you. The Good Morning NoCo fellas, Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schwint, had their poll question today. I have not recharged my poll question yet. I'm thinking about it, but I'm not sure if we will. But they had a good one today that was, what's the worst ending, TV show ending in history? Is it Game of Thrones?
No. I don't know. It's tough. I'd have to think about it.
Game of Thrones is up there. I guess Stranger Things has some controversy that it wasn't a great ending.
It was okay.
Game of Thrones was bad.
The writers kind of cowardly. They were cowards about a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, they also rushed it because they had to go and get ready for Star Wars, right? The people that were directing it.
Yeah, I think they're doing a Star Wars project.
But isn't that why they were hurrying through this thing?
Well, they said that they were only doing 4 seasons, and then they said that going to do 5 seasons. But like, they made it too complicated.
I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But theirs is canceled now.
What is canceled?
Their Star Wars project.
Oh, I don't care. I just, that, stay with me here. The reason they rushed it was because they were taking a they were going to take the Star Wars stuff over.
That is correct. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Had to get there somehow. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Faith says, I like Greg Olson. Good mix of humor and breakdown. Greg Olson's fantastic. Greg Olson's way better than Tom Brady.
Yeah, he used to be the number one, and then Tom Brady made all his money.
Tommy Bones isn't great to me. Maybe he'll get better, but maybe he'll get better in my mind at least, because I'm not that picky with stuff, but he doesn't really do it for me.
He's not good.
I don't know why. Just not great. Romo's okay. Are you a fan of Tony Romo?
I think Tony Romo's good. I don't, like, he started off great and he's kind of gone to good. I'm not bothered by all the, craziness just yet. He's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way now that he's not predicting plays right before they happen.
Which that was weird. I don't want to get into that. Then it takes me away from the game. 49 minutes after the hour. Before we break here, I want to thank Lemons Heating and Cooling, HVAC contractor here in Greeley, but they're all over Northern Colorado. Free estimates available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com, or you can call 970-567-0798. Lemons Heating and Cooling, 1249. It's the whole show here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Nuggets, games, and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
No, go Pokes. I know we were going to hit this story in top stories of the day, but Michael distracted us. Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph is expected to interview this week for the Raiders, Cardinals, Giants, and Titans. Coaching
go to the
vacancies.
Cardinals.
Let me finish. Coaching vacancies. Okay, go ahead.
Go to the Cardinals.
Nobody cares.
Go to the Cardinals.
Why?
Because I don't want them to go to the Raiders. I don't want them to make the Raiders good.
Why not the Giants?
Well, I just think it would be funny also because he worked for the Cardinals too.
Why would that be funny?
Because he worked for the Broncos,
mm-hmm.
fired,
yeah.
went to the Cardinals,
yeah, right.
then went back to the Broncos,
uh-huh.
now back to the Cardinals.
But that would be funny. It would be funny.
It would be kind of interesting.
Well, it would be interesting. I don't know if it would be funny. Yeah, the journey's interesting.
Is amusing to me.
I like Vance Joseph a lot. He's had a great story, a really good story. Kind of
like
a redemption
for
Well, of course you do. You're obsessed with the Broncos. Everyone knows that. The restraining order is real. I'm surprised you were able to actually get the interview with Frank Crum on Coach Speak yesterday because of the restraining order.
Frank Crum called me.
Okay, well, so that's how
it was. During our
Sunday after game advice
where I'm giving him advice about how about life and stuff, because I have so much life.
Right. What advice would you give Frank Crum as how to be a better offensive lineman?
I'd say keep doing what you're doing, man.
You're doing a great job. Man, you're a good coach.
But he wanted some personal advice because,
That's not real.
I'm so great personally.
No. In fact, the only reason that interview worked is because he called this number rather than you crossing over the restraining order rules. You can't contact them. You're not supposed to be at the games or practices or their homes.
I don't have money, so that's why I'm not at the game.
Yeah, sure. 12:55 the time. Buy or sell coming up. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, coming up. Yesterday was a big day for Colorado. We'll get into that coming up next.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.